many times when I'm out on the streets, either just biking around or doing deliveries, when I really gotta pee, and the lack of public restrooms made it hard to get relief. But one time, my bladder was about to burst after drinking 2 cans of Pepsi and a bottle of water, and no public restrooms was to be found. And then I remembered that this is the fault of women. Women are the reason I can't pee, because during the 1970s, women got pissy that men didn't have to pay 10 cents to use the urinal, which back then, public restrooms had Coimex. So they petitioned to ban them, and actually got passed in some states. Since businesses are maintaining restrooms at a loss, they simply just closed them. Thank you, women. But then I remembered one time I really had to pee, and there was nowhere to go. And then I encountered a pay toilet inside a laundromat, I think in North Philadelphia. That saved me from wetting my pants. Why can't we have more of those? So I did some research, and many states have since lifted the pay toilet ban. It's just that they're not common. I wouldn't mind paying 25 cents or even 50 cents to use the restroom, as long as it's maintained. If you pay to use the restroom, it incentivizes the businesses to keep doors open, as they no longer have to deal with the financial burden of maintaining them, as well as a bit of profit to be made. So that means more public restrooms plus a small fee will keep junkies from overdosing in the restroom.